Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello everyone and welcome back. I'm Diana.
好，那今天我们的节目呢跟情人节相关 ，because it is that time of the year. 那这是一个非常浪漫的节日 ，such a romantic day.
That's right. Speaking of Valentine's Day, we are going to talk about some romance and romantic related terms and phrases today.
没错，因为 romantic 这个词啊，它其实在英语里面有很多常用的说法啊，很多常用的搭配。Mm-hmm. 然后包括戴安娜刚刚说的这个 romance 名词，那平时你觉得用比较少，但我们两个准备一下准备节目，发现 oh no, it's such a useful word.Because it's both a noun and a verb.
Right, so when it comes to the pronunciation of romance and romance, there is a bit of a difference.
Okay, 对，就是要看这个词，当它名词的时候呢，发音和它动词的时候发音，这个重音 stress 不太一样哈。
Exactly. So when we're talking about the noun romance, we stress the ro.And then when we're talking about the verb to romance someone or to be romanced, you would stress the second syllable, mance.
Okay, 就是 romance.
Right.
To romance someone. 好，你这样听可能觉得有点这个抽象啊，没关系，我们现在就把它们用在句子里面，用在搭配里面。那今天呢，我们给大家准备了几组不同的和 romantic romance 相关的表达。那戴安娜，第一组是关于人，然后还有这种 romantic relationships， 对不对？
Exactly. So first off, the most important maybe term is a romanticpartner.
哦，对，因为你要有一段恋情，要有 romance 的话，得有一个人跟你啊，或者 you can have an AI romantic partner.
Yeah, that is becoming more popular, I hear.
Okay, 其实我觉得 partner 这个词近几年用的非常多 especially the younger generations, the people in their 20s and 30s, 他们都说 oh, this is my partner. 就是也不会说这是我的 girlfriend, boyfriend, or husband, wife. 所以你也搞不清他到底是反正就是 romantic partner.
Right. And I think a lot of people want to use the word partner just because it also does sound a little bit more maybe serious, like not just a, you know, high school girlfriend or boyfriend, but a partner does...mean that like you're a little more serious about the relationship. So it could be your spouse, or it could be, you know, someone you live with, but it is maybe a more long-term thing.
就是比较 serious, 就是有 commitment, 对吧?
Right, right.
Yeah, so it's a big word, weighty word, 很有重量, your romantic partner. 好,那除了这个还有什么呢?
Next up, we have romantic interest.
And 这里呢we're not just talking about your interest in somebody. 这个 romantic interest 就是指一个人。
Yes, so it could be someone that maybe you have a crush on, but it could also be someone that you're currently dating, but it hasn't gotten to the point of a relationship yet.
就还没有成为 partner.
Right, right.
Okay, 就暧昧阶段是吧? That's your romantic interest.
Right.
然后这个词也常用在就是那种我们后面会讲啊浪漫喜剧电影 rom-com. 好，但是感情的路呢总不是一帆风顺的啊，常常还会出现情敌。
Okay, so next up, we have a term called romantic rival.
Okay, 那这很重要的就是它不叫 romantic enemy 哈，因为中文这个情敌敌人嘛 enemy， 英文的固定表达我们是用 rival， 就是一个竞争者。
Yes, so very common in love triangles where you know you and this other romantic rival both have feelings for the same person, or you know someone who's trying to get your affection is also competing with someone else.You know,
哦，那你很受欢迎啊！就是有人 rival， 是吧？你刚刚讲的 love triangle 就是一段三角关系啊。好，那看完了形容这些人呢，我们再快速看一下在不同的地方可能会发生的 romance 恋情。
First off, I think a term that some people may or may not be aware of, I would say is first love.
你是先从最开始初恋开始哈 ,first love. 这也叫 puppy love, 是吗?
Yes, puppy love. It's very innocent, you know, just like puppies, very cute. And
puppy 就是小狗狗，所以它这个点就是说是很年轻的阶段，然后很稚嫩，很青涩，但是像你说的很 innocent, 就是一种很纯真的。
Mm-hmm. And along the lines of, you know, innocent love, we also have summer romance.
Ah, okay, 夏日恋情，特别在国外啦，好像夏天是一个大家都 relax 呀，出去 holiday 呀，然后在夏天的那些这个 romance novel 就卖得特别好，似乎大家的这个 mindset 啊都是哦。我准备好了要谈恋爱 But very often, I feel like summer romance 比较短的，好像这个夏天过了，这个 romance 也没了。
That's right. It's a very kind of seasonal thing. It just lasts a couple of months. And a lot of times, you know, you might refer to it as a summer fling.
Oh, fling, F-L-I-N-G, 就是比较短的这种，也不是特别认真的恋爱。
Mm-hmm. Right. Especially because they often happen during vacation. And as we all know, vacations do come to an end.
那除了这个呢，我们还有办公室恋情、校园恋情。
Right, so we might have office or campus romance.
So campus 就是校园，对吧？所以我们这里不说 school romance, 它比较常用的一个表达、一个搭配是 campus.
Mm-hmm. So any type of school campus, whether that's high school or college, we'll just refer to all of that as campus romance.
好，那看完了那第一组关于人和关系的表达之后呢 ，Let's move on to some actions， 好吧 ，actions and gestures， 要你总要拿出点行动吧，你对别人有兴趣，想追人家。
That's right. Going back to what we said earlier, you can romance someone and show them with maybe gestures, or even buying them and gifting them things.That you are interested in them.
这里它就变成了一个动词啊 ，to romance someone. 你不能是一些好像特别轻描淡写的事情。It needs to be something 不一定很 dramatic 什么了，但是你可能很诚心 ，like very sincere. 比如说你每天去他 office 下面等他下班，不是只去一次，你要至少连续去个什么一两个礼拜之类的。Right.
So consistency, that's definitely more of a gesture. And I guess when we talk about romantic gestures, we do often talk about grand gesture.
Gesture 就是一种举动啊，一种表示。Mm-hmm. 然后呢，你说想到 a romantic gesture, 你会想到是比较 drama 的是吧？就比较 grand。Mm-hmm.
Very, yes. So it's sometimes going to be maybe a public display of action. It could be maybe sending a very big bouquet of flowers to their office so that other people can see that they receive these flowers.
Okay, 就不是只送一支玫瑰，你是叫了什么99朵玫瑰 99 roses
right.
Surprise them in the office. So that's definitely a grand romantic gesture.
Yes.
那接下来呢，如果你成功的你这个 romantic gesture 得到了对方的心以后， maybe you will go on a romantic getaway.
Ooh, okay. So a romantic getaway is like a vacation, but very focused on the couple.
当然你除了 romantic getaway 也可以 family getaway, weekend getaway, 是吧
Right.
其他的 focus 啊。总之这个 getaway, 就像你讲是比较短的它不是说什么一两个月 Maybe it's just for the weekend.
Yes, I think getaway definitely implies it's a shorter vacation. And so that's why we don't really say romantic vacation.、Mm. And also getaway kind of means that you are trying to escape.Right, so you are trying to get to a more romantic setting and, you know, just pretending that, you know, real life doesn't exist for a while and just really focusing on your partner.
Hotels or resorts, they'll say it's the perfect romantic getaway. 这就是我们酒店是有给你营造这种气氛。然后甚至有很多酒店呢，它在国外比较多啦，它是只接受成人 adults because they don't want like people who are trying to be on the romantic getaway. 然后旁边都是小孩子在那里哇乱叫跑来跑去。
That's true. Yes, there are some adult only, you know, resorts and hotels. And these definitely cater to couples, and they'll offer sometimes couples massages and, you know, different packages that allow you to really relax.
他还会帮你策划什么 surprise proposal, 惊喜求婚, 或者人家 couples 老夫老妻去 celebrate anniversaries, 对吧? 结婚周年庆, 所以你在那边会得到一个很好的 romantic service, 浪漫的服务。
That's true. Right, so the service is like a key aspect of these types of hotel packages.
哎呀，这真的听了好理想哦！ Like that would be like the ideal way to do it.
Right. And speaking of ideal, we have romantic ideal.
Oh, okay. So ideal 啊，不是 idea 后面加一个 l， 这个就是讲的是一种非常好的，是吧？ Like some high expectations. 你的 ideal should be your highest goals， 不是你那个 lowest.
Right. So I think you can think of this as perhaps a template. You know, in the perfect world, you know, we would all want, you know, everything in our partner. But for example, maybe for you specifically, you know, what are some things that you really need in your partner? And for example, what are some deal breakers that, you know, are an automatic no for you?
So the romantic ideal 就是很理想化的爱情观，但是呢，就像达安娜说，这个 reality 常常它不能 fully live up to your romantic ideal。所以呢，你就会想说，有哪一些我是可以 live with，但有哪一些呢是像你讲的 deal breakers，就绝对是 like your red line， 你的红线不能接受的。Exactly,
yes, because we all have those lines, and for some people, your deal breaker is totally fine. And for others, you know, like that is a no can do. And so everyone has a different, you know, template or romantic ideal for their partner.
好，那我们今天节目的最后一部分呢， Hey, we've got some really cool and fun 混成词哈，我们的破馒头，以前节目讲。
Again, yes, our favorite section is portmanteaus.
就是把通常两个英语词，对吧，各切一半组成在一起。That's
right. And one of the best examples for this is bromance.
Okay, bromance 就是把 bro, brother, 就这个哥们儿哈，然后和 romance 放在一起。
Yes. So this is going to be a relationship between two guys. They're going to be really, really good friends. Often like do just about everything together, what we call joined at the hips. But it's going to be more platonic. It's not a romantic relationship.
是两个感情非常好的这个哥们儿，然后他们互相非常的信任，可以跟对方倾诉任何的事情。So a bromance， 然后互相也很欣赏，是吧？
Right.
但是呢，就像你讲的，它是一个精神上的 platonic， 柏拉图，就它不是一个 romantic。
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And on the other hand, we have girlmance.
就是闺蜜了，这个我们比较有对应的闺蜜情，是吧？
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that like girlmance is kind of a reflection of the term bromance. I think that one came first. A lot of girls just call their best girlfriends besties.
besties 最好的朋友闺蜜啊、嗯、对，因为我觉得 bromance 这个词之所以哇大家会很注意然后觉得很有意思，是因为传统上好像觉得男生就不像女生那么这个情感的表达那么多，我们女孩子生命里有好多段 girlmance 好闺蜜 besties， 但好像在男性人这个呢就 not as common。
You know, I think it's very important for guys to nurture these types of friendships because, as you said, it's not as common and a lot of guys aren't able to show affection for each other as much as girls do. But I really think it's awesome to see whenever I do see a bromance.
我们生命里都需要 support, 对吧？都需要
right, right.
理解支持 or just people you want to hang out with. So、mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah,
these are very important.
Right.
好，那接下来我们这个破馒头呢，这好像就有点 negative.
Okay, so this next word is showmance.
很容易理解哈，一个作秀的 romance.可能一些 influencers 啊或者 celebrities 啊他最近在宣传一部电影或者在带货的时候就是啊他们两个在一起了 but it's not real. It's not a real relationship.
Yeah, so a showmance is going to usually start off as a publicity stunt, and, you know, to kind of generate some media interest in the show or the movie.But sometimes it does develop into a more genuine romantic relationship.
Okay, 对你这个点很好，相信爱情。Diana, I think you are a hopeless romantic.
I think I would say I am.
对，就是有时候他一开始 maybe it was a showmance, 但最后诶假戏真做哈。So in Chinese, we even have this term, 就是说 a showmance becomes a real genuine romance.
I see. Yeah.
好，那也是很多这个浪漫喜剧电影里的桥段啊。
Mm-hmm. And that is a rom-com.
Okay, a romantic comedy, 啊，浪漫喜剧片。So, 这里这个 rom, 我们不说 rom-com, 这个很重要。
Right, right, rom-com. I would say it's probably because it rhymes, so it comes off a little bit easier to say when you rhyme the rom and com as opposed to saying rom-com. Yeah.
那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个新词呢，我觉得特别是有 TikTok 以后哈，那很多人说啊，人都不愿意看书了。But not necessarily, 因为 TikTok 也捧红了很多书，也让很多人爱看书，特别是这一类的书。
Yes, and that is romanticy.
那它前一部分呢，就是这个 romantic, 然后后面这个 tacy 就是 fantasy.
Right, so a fantasy is going to be the genre related to, you know, magic, maybe beasts that don't exist in our world, like dragons,
对
you know.
奇幻。
Exactly. So think maybe Harry Potter.For fantasy,
Lord of the Rings, yeah,
Lord of the Rings, and then obviously the romance part is going to be surrounding the protagonist usually and one or multiple romantic interests.
这在中国也很红，我们很多的红的网络小说还有电视剧啊，就 romanticy 都会有什么 time travel 穿越，
oh, yes,
就一个现代的人、
right.
然后穿越到以前或者 vice versa.
Yes.
但我觉得 romanticy 非常受欢迎，就是因为它满足了我们很多的想象，我们很多的 romantic ideals,
right,
是吧？就看了以后、
exactly.
沉浸在那个氛围里特别的开心。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也希望大家从中学会了很多有趣有用的英语表达。
That's right. We hope you learned a lot in this episode. Maybe some new terms that you might start using. We'd love to know what you think. And until next time, bye.
是的，感谢收听，我们下次再见。